Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, September the 2nd. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Have you finished rooting around in that big bag of yours?
Well, you know, I've changed bags at the weekend.
Did you?
Listen,
thank you for that.
That's my glasses case. Change bags.
I'm glad you bought your glasses for a change.
I know.
It's been a nightmare for the last few weeks with you squinting over the emails.
Well, Mike Pitt used to say that, didn't he? At the Mike Pitt used to remind me. I had a cracking weekend. I went to meet Farmer Charles Tassel. Sans Tassel, actually, he was. He was judging the Kent Life Food Awards, and I met him at the Turner Gallery for a little coffee.
In Margate?
In Margate.
You're hanging around in Margate quite a lot recently, haven't you? Because you met Neil Heffenden there, I haven't, tonight.
Yeah, I did. I went on the bus.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. so I could drink.
Is that the drunk bus? I was going to say, it's a drunk bus. Yeah, yeah.
You got it a bit wrong, but because of your age, I'll let you off. I was coming from Margate and meeting him at the Shakespeare pub in Canterbury.
Oh, okay.
But I abandoned my car halfway.
I heard that story.
And got on the bus.
And then you couldn't find your car again?
Well, because I left it in a cul-de-sac, and I didn't realise it was a cul-de-sac. So I went in one end, and it wasn't there. And I called the police and said, my car's been nicked. And then this lady said, oh, it's a cul-de-sac, darling. It goes all the way around. And there it was on the other bit of the cul-de-sac.
She was from Essex.
The other end. She had no teeth. so I met Charles Tassel. And you know, at the Turner, Paul Andrews, £2.20 to park for 10 minutes to have a coffee.
What?
Because there was no less than an hour.
Right.
And I just wanted a quick coffee before I went on to
So having invested in an hour's parking, presumably you stayed for a sandwich or a cake?
No.
Well, really?
I made Charles buy them. Because
I knew you wouldn't pay for it.
I spent so much at the parking at Margate.
You know, she had to get her money's worth for her parking, so it was one of those things.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
It's the phone ringing.
Try. Who's calling the Business Bunker, we ask?
Hello.
Oh, hello. I wonder if you could help me. My name is David Barry. I'm a Kent-based writer. And I would like to... Clive Looker's arts programme on Sunday.
All right. We'll have to get back to you on that because we're live on air at the moment.
Oh, right. You don't have an email?
studio@channelradio.co.uk.
And if I mark it for his attention, it will get there, will it?
It will indeed.
Is it? Sorry, but we are live. But studio@channelradio.co.uk. And we'd love to hear more about your book. He's gone.
I think he's gone.
You've embarrassed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. Mind you, you're lucky doing that live. It could be anybody.
I know. Well, we have had a couple of funny ones like that.
Well, we have. But it could be. Could have been Rolf Harris, for example.
Don't even go there.
You never know.
She has to do this. She tries to do this every time. Yeah. What, you were wobbling about something anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So then, after Charles bought me lots of cake and coffee and things to make up for the £2.20, I proceeded to Cliftonville, which is just uphill from Margate, and I went to Cliftonville Farmers Market, and I met Steve the Fish there.
Did you?
Yeah, who chased me round. I bought two lovely crabs from him.
Are you telling us your week in detail for any particular reason?
Not what you asked.
So I wish I hadn't.
I bought some lovely
crabs. I'm bored already, and we've only got as far as the fish market.
Crabs for a lovely fish supper for
you
my
can
new
get
husband,
treatment for that.
Who's
yeah.
poorly. Don't go there. Don't go there. And you were such a nice boy when I met you from Bermondsey.
I know, but you've corrupted me.
Are you from Bermondsey?
No, I'm not from Bermondsey. I'm from Fulham.
And where does Betty and Vic live now?
Headcorn.
Oh, right. They've moved. Anyway, bought two lovely crabettes, and I also tucked in some lovely fresh marshmallow, which were very nice. Marshmallow heaven.
This was a snack, was it, between breakfast and elevenses?
Charles's
breakfast.
Right,
okay.
But Charles is actually going around to all the farmers' markets and for Kent Life, for the Kent Life Food Awards.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Very good. Nice.
Thank you for that. Anyway, I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Samsung Gas.
Next question. Who is the
You just talked over me now.
Who is the show sponsor?
I just told you, but you didn't hear because you talked over me.
Who is the show sponsor?
The show sponsor for today is Samsung Gas.
Is he back from Honolulu?
I He wasn't in Honolulu. Really? He was in Mauritius.
Somewhere like that.
He was tweeting us in. He was on the beach in Mauritius, and he was tweeting in during last week's show and sending us photos of his ice bucket challenge on the beach in Mauritius.
Such hardship.
How about that, yeah?
Such hardship.
Which was great. Anyway, a big thank you to Danny Tickner, Danny Joe, and all of the team over at Samsung Gas for their ongoing and much welcome support of the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much, and thank you for sponsoring. Will you stop putting your hand up?
Ask Danny if he knows anything about wet rooms. I need a really good wet room, but it's got to be on a budget. Because everybody I ask about wet rooms seems to think it's more expensive than a normal shower room.
You want me to do that now? Well, hello, Danny. Jules would like to know.
Because all there is, isn't there? I've seen one. It comes out the wall. All there is a little thing that you stand under, a little tap thing, you know, shower.
Tap thing. It's a shower,
yeah,
it's
a little,
called.
What's it called? A head. A shower head.
Yeah.
You stand under that, then you want a loo and a basin, end of.
Yeah.
Should be cheap, shouldn't it? You're not buying shower enclosures.
No, no, but the problem with a wet room is you need to make sure that the water drains away properly, so it depends where you put
How
it.
How much is a drain, though?
No. It's much more complicated than that, because the water has to drain away, and it has to... you have to make sure that you're completely sealed and waterproof. So if you've got a wet room upstairs, you don't want the water running over the sides and down the skirting board and dripping into your dining room below.
But mine is ground floor, Paul Andrews.
Well, there you go. So it's a different issue.
It just needs a spirit level, that's all.
So you didn't need to ask Danny, you needed to ask me.
Yeah, spirit level, when you're coming round.
Oh, you could do like those two Russian kids did.
What did they do?
Didn't you see it on YouTube? They built a swimming pool in their living room.
Did they?
Did you not see it?
No.
It was really...
What did their mother say?
No. They were students living in a flat in Moscow, three of them, and there was a heat wave in Moscow, so they bought an industrial amount of cling film, and they covered the entire living room of their flat in cling film, and then filled it with water. And they filmed themselves swimming in their living room, which was great, until everybody pointed out was how they were going to empty it afterwards, at which point they went, oh yeah.
So they'd need a little sort of suction thing.
Yeah, so they ended up having, with buckets.
Oh, no.
Trying to empty it with buckets out of the window.
Well, that's where the ice bucket challenge is coming from.
There you go.
They should have just...
Anyway, I want to mention this because I've had a tweet.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet through Stuart Saffery, Saturday Selection, or Sat Selection as he's known on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's forwarded me a tweet from the Black Cat Club, Margate. And you can follow them on the Twitter, Black Cat Margate. And they say... We've got a campaign, Caring for Connor campaign, and on Saturday, September the 27th, there's a 12-hour gig, and it's at their venue in Margate, and it's only £5, and the £5's going to the Caring for Connor campaign, and they are asking for other venues to get involved with this too, and obviously for people to sponsor and support and know about it. The easiest way of finding out about this is to follow them on Twitter, and you can follow them at Black Cat Margate, all one word, Black Cat Margate, on the Twitter, and find out all about their Caring for Connor campaign. But there is a gig going down in Margate on Saturday, September the 27th, and it's a 12-hour gig. So do get along and support that, please, and follow them on the Twitter. And thank you to Stuart Saffery, Sat Selection, for bringing that to our attention.
Well, of course, funnily enough, we've obviously been sitting up all night planning this, because... falls in nicely with the Cliftonville market. They can hook up, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And J.K. Rowling. Burrows of... no, not J.K. Rowling. J.K. Burrows of Jigsaw Cloud, spelt with a K, has said, it's Business Bunker O'Clock and we're listening in. So thank you for that. I'll tell you what, you can read an email if you like, Jules.
Oh, you always disturb me when I'm trying to tweet someone.
And by the way, Liz... Our listener from New Jersey has tweeted in, I'm back, let's rock and roll, she says. Hi, Liz.
She's not going to ask me to say Leviathan or whatever it is.
Leviathan. Yeah. No, she's not. Liz, welcome to the Business Bunker Show from over there in New Jersey. Thank you for listening in.
She sets her alarm, you know, listener.
Oh, no, she does.
To listen to Scoff Quaff, superior show. Nods off during your show.
Yeah.
Especially when you're speaking.
Cool.
Right, this is from Locate in Kent, and they're asking, how can you help grow or set up in Kent? There is a website, which I'll read out at the end of this, and they're saying they often think about all the great music out there humming in the heads of people without music ability. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is mine. I wrote this.
Did you? I thought it was nonsense.
This is my business column. So this is Jules Serkin.
I was hoping you would say you're normal, like, who wrote this rubbish? And then I was going to go, you did, Jules.
Can we have a fanfare? Yeah. So this is me speaking on my chaise longue at home. I often think of all the great music out here. I thought it was familiar. Humming in the heads of people without the musical ability to record it. and the funny things people think about without being able to express them as jokes. And it's the same thing in business. You think of the amount of people who say they've got a great idea, but they don't have the money or the tools to put it into action. It's true, isn't it, Joe? From Painting Victor. And that's where grants come in, I said. It can be more straightforward than
you
think.
Do you often talk to yourself? No, she does. I shouldn't even ask her that. Yeah.
It can be
look, she's really excited about this, yeah. Reading out our own press release on the radio. How good is that?
I only wrote this last week. I had one email from a particular inspiring example. Who's that coughing?
It's me.
Darren Hollands had some bright ideas for making audio speakers and amplifiers, and he wanted to base the company locally rather than going to the cheaper manufacturing bases of the world, like Hong Kong.
One of the problems with press release people is they write enormously long press releases, don't they, Jules?
Because you moan
about this every week. Do carry on with your enormously long press release,
what
you wrote.
This is my business column, darling. It has to fill a page. Yeah. We were looking for factory units in the country, said Darren, and I was finding it very frustrating because we needed to use it for design as well as manufacturing bays. And he turned to an associate he knew, Chris Broom from Locate in Kent, who suggested he apply for a grant from the South East Urban Coast Creative Enterprise Support Scheme, otherwise known as SUCCESS. The body supports new and expanding creative SMEs who want to create jobs in the district and have match funding. And they've provided a £150,000 grant funded from the government's Regional Growth Fund and covering Thanet. And I was able to match the £150,000 grant with my own money and loans from family, and that's allowed us to start developing products and to buy a company called Oecia. Is it Irish, do you think?
Could be.
Which, although technically still trading, had been dormant for a couple of years, a bit like a dormouse. That had been important, or a bit like a dinosaur, as having established brand name with a history and product range has opened the doors to specialist suppliers and potential high street retailers and has given us a really positive start. Locate in Kent, there's a wild boar in the studio, Mike. Locate in Kent also helped identify the Rose Yard unit. Do you know that?
Sorry, I was asleep.
Wild boar. Do you know the Rose Yard unit?
No, where?
Well, it must be in Thanet, where the startup team is busy developing new products, updating those brought at Eochia, and developing a range, including a streaming unit that allows for downloaded music to be streamed directly to speakers. Okay, so to find out more about this, you can go to www.success-creative-fund.biz or locatingkent.com to find out more. But Darren is expanding, and he plans to expand to 20 over the next 3 years. We should get him on the show, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, we should do, if there's anything left to say after that epic.
It was a business column, darling.
Yeah, yeah, good. Oh, by the way, Liz Gilson has just tweeted in again and put me right, quite rightly, because, of course, she's moved, so she's not in New Jersey anymore.
No, we can't do the New Jersey.
No, she's in Maryland.
Well, do we know how that goes?
Maryland? It's... No, you didn't do New Jersey properly, you did Brooklyn.
I know.
But no, Liz has moved to Maryland.
Famous for cookies?
No.
Maryland cookies, you must
I know. But it's not famous in America for Maryland cookies.
Probably not.
No, it's not.
Talking of cookies, you should have seen the breakfast John Sykes had. You know he's on
a regime. He had a cookie.
You know he's on a regime.
Yeah.
And he's diabetic.
Yeah.
He had the biggest cookie I've ever seen.
Is that a euphemism?
Possibly.
Okay. We had a tweet from Venom Tech.
Oh, I love them.
And they say, hi, Paul and Jules. Please say hi to Sarah and Mika on Tuesday, but they are going to be running Venom Tech whilst Chris and Steve are away at DD 2014.
What's DD 2014?
I have no idea.
Well, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Probably deadly drugs.
Well,
knowing Venom
something
Tech.
To do with Venom Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering where this show's going today. It's
rambling.
Is it a little bit me, a little bit you?
No, it's it's not.
I don't think so.
No, it's not. So you try. See, you try to predict. I notice also that you play.
Well, God only knows who it might be.
See, you played some Monkeys earlier, having copied me, and then you thought I was going to play a Monkeys track, didn't you?
Well,
but I'm not going to play
God
a Monkeys
only
track.
Knows. God only
do you know
knows.
What I'm going to play?
God only knows.
Really?
Bit of Beach Boys.
Bit of Beach Boys.
Yeah, I love the beach.
Do you?
But God only knows
is
what
it?
We're going to play.
Is it?
not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 treble 7.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 2nd of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin.
It's the best ad in town, that, isn't it? That Temp Network.
The Temp Network, okay.
Don't worry about the Beach Boys.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a bit of Beach Boys, God only knows, as Jules quite rightly predicted. I don't know how she knew to predict that.
Got a little Ouija board.
Yeah, something like that. She's a witch. Yeah. She'd be a witch.
Yes, that's pointed, been pointed out on occasion.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a tweet from ABC Networks who say ABC Ashford, Thursday the 4th. Book in now at abcnetworks.co.uk, and they've listed a whole load of people, but I think they're just people that they want to come. So that's ABC underscore networks if you want to follow them on the Twitter, or their website is abcnetworks.co.uk, and they have a business breakfast meeting in Ashford this Thursday, the 4th of September.
Sounds like you're eating at the same time as talking.
Yeah, then. Something like that.
Honestly.
I was
sort of not really burping, but almost on the edge of it, on the verge.
Really?
You know what it is?
What?
Because you keep drinking that gaseous
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I know.
And not good for your blood sugar, darling, really.
No, no. Nor are you.
No, it's been said. Well, Mike was just reminding us of Mike Waterton, Temp Network, reminding us of the Christmas do.
Right.
So, and brandy and things, he said he's bringing in this. Brandy and Krug, I think he said he was bringing in.
Really?
And mince pies, weren't you, Mike?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool.
All the way from Cheshire.
Got a couple more tweets. Joe Watts, from Joe Watts Design, said, "Hi, Paul. If you like a giggle, come and see The Stagehands in Canterbury tonight at 7:30 at the Gulbenkian. And you can book your tickets by going to thegulbenkian.co.uk. I'll spell Gulbenkian for you because it's not easy.
Yeah.
Gulbenkian. Gulbenkian is the theatre on the campus of the University of Kent at Canterbury. And tonight they have a performance of The Stagehands at 7:30, and according to Joe, it's a bit of a giggle. So get along and have a watch of that.
Yeah, I think they told me about that as well, with no mention of you in my tweet.
Really?
Yeah, I think you made that one up that they wrote to you.
We've also had a tweet from Integrated Technologies in Ashford, who are a medical devices manufacturing company, and they say, "Hi Paul, we have secured a £1 million order for the cervical cancer device that you saw when you visited us a few weeks back. They showed me a product they were developing, and they've won a £1 million order for it."
That's so brilliant. Where's the order come from? Does it come from a different country?
Hold on, no. They do tell me there's a case study, and there's a shortened link for the case study, and it's DYSIS Medical is the name of the company that they've done it for. And what I'm going to do, because they said I can, is I can put that case study up on the Kent Business Radio blog site.
Why don't you?
So I'm going to put that case study up so you can find out more about it. But a massive well done to Integrated Technologies, the manufacturing business based over there in Ashford, for winning yet another £1 million order. Advanced Technology Manufacturing in Kent.
It's at its
finest. Well done, guys.
It is good to hear how much is going on in Kent, isn't it?
Absolutely. And people often talk about manufacturing business and the fact that we don't manufacture anything in the UK. It's just not true. We do. The UK is the sixth largest manufacturing nation in the world. We manufacture loads of things. We just do it in a different way now. You know, life moved on. Medical devices, as per Integrated Technologies, is one of the big things that we're really big in this country. But people don't realise we also manufacture vehicles. We export.
Which vehicles do we manufacture?
Cars, lorries, trucks, motorbikes.
The Mini?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things manufactured here. And in fact, we are the biggest exporter of cars into Germany.
Really?
So British cars are second only behind German cars in the German car market, for instance. Anyway.
And the other thing that you often ramble on about is about the Canterbury being the highest technology hub or something.
Digital.
Tell us
about
that.
The number one digital city in the United Kingdom, Canterbury is.
I think that's an amazing little snippet that you have up your sleeve.
Absolutely. I'm going to allow you to do one short email and then we're going to talk to our first guest.
So generous of you. There's a route to employment provider, Target Your Potential, and it's coming to Tunbridge Wells with a new innovative and interactively engaging event this autumn to help link recruiting employers to talented new employees. And this is at the Royal Victoria Place in Tunbridge Wells. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 1, 2, SS for Sugar Sugar. And that's 15th to the 19th of September. And if you'd like to know more about it, you can contact Gillian Humble. And there is a phone number, which I'll read out in a minute. And the email is info@typforpeter.uk.com. And call Gillian Humble on 07504 007509.
I'm going to that.
Are you? Are you speaking?
I am.
Oh, so you are you opening it? Or?
I'm opening it because it says it on the bottom of that press release.
No. Where?
Yeah, it does.
Get your business involved and achieve incredible outcomes. Interacting with people who have genuine interest in your industry. Exposure with an... Are you doing the exposure?
I'm exposing.
With an environment that has an extensive footfall. Connecting face-to-face with potential recruits. Increasing the amount of successful apprenticeship take-ups. Working in the heart of the community to enhance your CSR. What's CSR?
Corporate Social Responsibility.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Select a date to attend that focuses on 1 to 5 industries and sponsor your own industry-specific day at the event. And this is ICT, Construction, Music and Creativity, Catering, Retail. No mention of you, Paul Andrews, on that.
No, so not.
But let's just say that the speaker will be Jobs in Kent MD, Paul Andrews, otherwise known as @VanillaWeb on the Twitter.
That's it. You got it.
I believe you. I believe you're going there.
I am going. Yeah. It's in a pop-up shop. We've got a pop-up shop in the Victoria Place shopping mall. Big
so
one.
That's the 15th to the 19th of September. So you're not going there every day, are you?
No, I'm there. I'm opening it.
Okay. Are you going to close it as well?
No, I'm just opening it.
Okay.
Cool. I had a tweet from the Hop and Huffkin.
Oh, yes.
It says hop in sometime.
I like that. I expect they stay up all night thinking about
Paul, Jules and Channel Radio, why don't you hop in sometime? We're in Sandwich.
Well, why don't we?
Yeah. Keeping it Kentish, they say. Good stuff. Thank you.
There's a new social enterprise listener that's launched called Enterprising Office CIC, or KIC, or SIC, however you want to say it. SIC, get it?
It's a community interest company.
They provide affordable and flexible outsourced office solutions for businesses, while at the same time providing employment opportunities for the spouses, members and ex-members of the wider UK military community. So this is a really good idea. They also provide training services in partnership with the Enterprise Foundation, and that includes virtual call handling, virtual office, bespoke services and training services. If you're looking for a new affordable place for your business within a vibrant entrepreneurial and learning environment, they may have the office or workstation for you, they say. So it's Maidstone at the Enterprise Foundation. They have a variety of workstations available, as well as a two-person, four-person and six-person office available. For more details, go onto their website, which is enterprisingoffice.co.uk. That's enterprisingoffice.co.uk with all the W's at the beginning.
Great, thank you for that.
Do you know that? Have you been there?
I haven't been there yet, no. Okay. I haven't. I do know them, but I haven't been there yet, no.
I'm sure you'll be doing the opening speech there.
I'd go to the opening of an envelope, mate.
I know.
Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show our first guest for today, Joe James, Chief Executive of Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Joe, welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you again. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. I must admit, I did smile to myself earlier on when Jules said her story about having to call the police about her car. Mm. If I can just share a quick story with you.
Oh, do.
Must be about 5 years ago now. I went shopping, and you know what it's like. You get in the supermarket, and you end up meeting everybody you know. And I wouldn't like to say how many hours I was actually in that supermarket. I eventually come
out. Oh, you were with Jules, were you?
I eventually come out with a trolley full of shopping, go out thinking, this is where I left the car. Why is the car not here? Started looking round, done a lap round the car park, couldn't find my car anywhere. Went back into Tesco's, left the trolley, come back out and had another look, still couldn't find it. Went back in, got two of the people to come and help me look. So there was three of us now looking round the car park. Nope, my car, gave them the registration, what the car was like, definitely couldn't find it. They went back in, decided no other option but to call the police. They called the police and I thought, well, while they're calling the police, I'll call my husband and let him know what's happened. Well, I don't think I can actually say on air what my husband said, but it boiled down to, well, of course you won't find your car because you took mine. Talk about feel stupid when I had to tell them, you know, can you just call the police? We don't need them now. So, yeah I can sympathise with that one, Jules.
If that had been Jules, she would have called the police and said, don't worry, my husband stole it.
It's a horrible feeling, though, isn't it, when you think you've lost your car?
Yeah it is.
In a holder sack or in the supermarket or wherever.
Yeah.
It's a lovely story, Jo.
Well, yeah, one often don't repeat that often, I must admit.
I think to both of us, perhaps more essential fatty acids for our brain.
Yeah, or maybe try and just do one job at a time. Yeah, it might help.
That would be more like it, Jo, absolutely.
Meeting your mates in the supermarket. You know?
Fatal.
Yeah. Shopping, I think, took about 20 minutes. Talking took about 2 hours.
Cool. Anyway, it's lovely to have you back here. And we know where your car is. We can see it parked outside, so we're fine with that.
Or is that the husband's?
Yeah.
No, it's mine.
Now, there's a lot of things happening, and we want to talk about as many of them as possible. But just for the one or two businesses left that aren't members of Kent Invicta Chamber, tell us a little bit about how things are going with the Chamber. And we're up to huge amounts of members now as well, I think. But give us a little overview of where we are with the Chamber and what's happening in the Chamber world.
Yeah, the Chamber's continued to grow year on year, I think, for the past 7 years now. Mm. We've got over 1,200 Kent companies, actually, which I think the interesting thing is actually they represent 64,000 employees in Kent.
So that's
a huge amount. And we provide a whole range of services for our members. Mm. There's too many, I think, to go into, but basically the services around business support. Mm. So I don't know, anybody who's got an idea and they want to set up in business, they can come and see us, get free advice and support. Mm. That's also existing businesses. But also one thing that we do, you mentioned earlier on about the Regional Growth Fund.
Yep.
We provide application support. So if anybody wants to access access any of the Regional Growth Fund, and I'm pleased to say that actually they're available right across Kent now. So whether you're based in Margate, Ashford, I don't know, West Kent or in Dartford, you've actually got access to some interest-free loans to help with business growth. Okay. And we can help free of charge with that as well. Then obviously there's the networking side. We organise over 120 events every year. Then there's marketing. Obviously the good thing about the Chamber is it's a network. It's no cold call. You know, you've got fellow members, and it's that nice member-to-member approach. So, and international, that's one of the growing areas. So anybody who wants to do business internationally, we can give them advice on how to export, looking at what markets to go into, through to doing their export documentation.
Is the Chamber involved in doing some of the overseas expeditions as well? Do you take groups of people overseas, like Belgium and France and that, to talk about that?
Yeah, we've taken a small group actually on Thursday over to Ghent.
Right, okay.
To have a look and to meet potential contacts. So, but it's not just locally. Obviously, we're part of the British Chambers of Commerce.
Right.
So we get involved with all trade missions actually going right across the UK from the other accredited chambers. So, you know, it's a great place, the Chamber, if you want to grow and develop your business. But I think it's not always about business growth, because not everybody has aspirations to grow their business. Some people set up their business because it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the Chamber then is a nice community. So you're not on your own. You've actually part of a business network and business community. So, you know, the Chamber's really been going from strength to strength. But everything's changing so quickly. And I think that's always the difficult thing. You know, as we've started to come out of recession, we just think, yeah, we've hit on it now. You know, this is working really well. And everything is so, you know, so fast now.
Yeah.
Within 2 months, what worked well suddenly doesn't work anymore. So you've got to continually keep looking at what are the needs of business and making sure that, you know, we're there before the needs actually arisen.
Absolutely. We were talking about this off air before we came onto the show, weren't we, Joe, about the pace of change and adapting to change and how you do that now. And it's almost become something that you can't plan any longer. You just have to go with it. And one of my favorite quotations is actually from Charles Darwin, who was asked when he first produced The Origin of Species Survival of the Fittest, he was asked to explain what survival of the fittest meant, and he actually said, well, it doesn't mean the strongest, and it probably doesn't mean the most intelligent. What it actually means is those people that are most adaptable to change. And that, more than ever, is the case now, that, you know, for businesses, it's all about change, and it's permanent change. And we have to learn to adapt to that and adapt to it quickly. And you see that quite often. And I was also telling someone this the other day, which is a real eye-opener. I was born in 1955, and in 80% of the companies that formed the FTSE 100 in the year I was born no longer exist.
Wow.
80%.
Yeah, that's
that is amazing, that's
shocking,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So it just shows you. But as you say, there's a lot of reasons to be in business as well, and it's not always about growth. It's about lifestyle businesses and businesses as a, you know, something that you just want to do because it's what you're good at.
Joe, can you talk us through any sort of case studies that you've you can tell us about, of people that are sort of coming to you for help?
I mean, we see a huge variety of companies, and it really can vary. You know, we get those that just phone up, who called up and he'd been made redundant, and he'd worked for a large organisation doing marketing. And he decided that he might have a go at working for himself. So he'd come along, he saw one of our business advisors, and then he went on one of our startup courses. And now he's actually got premises based in Ashford, and he's employing two people.
That's
so
fantastic.
You know, I mean, it's great. And, you know, other things we get are people who are existing businesses. They might have, I don't know, it might be planning issues because the Chamber a big role that we play as a chamber, which is probably the hidden side of what we do, is actually representation, is supporting the needs of businesses and making sure that the environment's right for businesses to grow and trade. So, you know, we quite often have companies who have problems with planning applications, and they can come to us, and I can't say we can solve it or we can make whatever local authority is say yes, but actually sometimes it helps to have another voice of reason in there. And that's something that we've got actively involved in.
Well, it's like having a proper backbone behind you. If you're a small company and you've got someone like the Kent and Victor Chamber behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the representation role of the Chamber has grown over the last at least 5 years now. In each of the towns we operate, we've actually got local economic development groups, which are made up of about 10 local businesses. And what they're there for is actually to respond to local consultations on behalf of the business community. And then we have on our board, we have set up board portfolio holders who have the same role but on a county-wide area. And then obviously we then go through to the LEP, where I sit on the LEP board.
That's the local enterprise partnership.
Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership. And then obviously nationally we get involved in representation from the British Chambers of Commerce. So it's a huge role that the Chamber plays, which is very much behind the scenes of what we do. But the more visible things that we do are probably things like our business exhibitions. You know, they're the big high profile things. And we've been running a business to business exhibition in Ashford for about 27-28 years. And then obviously Kent 2020 was set up, which I think is a fantastic exhibition, but it's a really big exhibition. And we were suddenly at the stage then where the exhibition we were holding in Ashford was as large as the venue could take. There was nowhere else locally to be able to do it. So I was faced with, do we take it outside of Ashford to a larger venue? But then I didn't want to do that. So I didn't want to compete with 2020 because I think that's, you know, it's a great formula they've got there. So we took the opportunity then to actually, let's make it smaller. Let's make ours smaller and we'll have more of them. So now we actually have one in Canterbury, one in Ashford, one in West Kent and one in the north of the county.
Somebody moving furniture around out there.
So, you know, they're very much localised exhibitions. And actually, you know, they're probably the most visible thing that people actually see us for.
Absolutely.
And we've got one coming up on the 17th of September, if I can give that. 11th of September. I can give that a little plug.
Of course you can. You've got some very interesting speakers at that as well, I think.
Yeah, we certainly have. We're starting off first thing in the morning with a breakfast meeting. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get there this year. So it's going to be, I know, dreadful. It's going to be hosted by our chairman, Carol Barron. She's going to be hosting it. So we're starting off at 7 with a breakfast meeting. And then we're going through the course of the day. We've got an entrepreneurs panel and then some really lively sessions. We've got one really interesting one, which probably Jules, you'll enjoy.
Does it involve cake? Chocolate or Prosecco?
Unfortunately, none of those. but it's, you know, do we really speak a different language? And it's looking at the difference between male and female, and do we speak different languages?
Oh, yes.
And if so, what can we do to actually learn and enhance our communication? And it's actually being facilitated by Hilary Steele. If you know Hilary Steele, you'll know that that would be a very lively and entertaining and
absolutely
fun session. And actually, if you don't know Hilary Steele, actually, I recommend that you go to www.kentb2b.co.uk, go to the event on the 11th of September, click on there and book on, because I think she would be worthwhile coming along to hear.
She's very entertaining. We can absolutely guarantee that, yeah.
So tell me the website again, sorry.
www.kentb2b.co.uk.
Brilliant. We'll put details of that if they're not already on.
They're already on the Campus Radio
he's
website.
So thorough, you know.
He's very impressive, isn't he?
My tea boy is very thorough.
But actually, you mentioned Venantech earlier on. They're actually on our. Steve's actually on our entrepreneurs panel.
Oh, is he?
So
cool. Steve Trim, managing director of Venantech.
So he'll be there. So I think it'd be a great event. I mean, there's a great lineup already of exhibitors. So you know, there's plenty of workshops, plenty of great guest speakers, and plenty of exhibitors. So, you know, to me, I think business-to-business exhibitions are the most fantastic way of meeting so many people in one short space. And I think the good thing we've done about making these events smaller is actually if you've got an event between sort of 60 and 80 exhibitors, actually in one day you can actually come and you can see everybody and you can spend quality time making those new contacts. So I think it'll be a great event.
So this is next Thursday?
Yeah,
This is no bull.
Last night, I got home.
Hang on, you say noble or no bull?
No bull.
Noble.
Yeah, no.
It's very noble.
Shut up.
Noble.
I got home last night and there was a message on my voicemail, and it was from a chap who said, "Hi, you won't remember me, but I met you at the B2B event at Ashford last year. And I needed to talk to you, and I knew someone that knew you, and they gave me your phone number. Can you call me back? I'd like to buy something from you." And it just shows you, you know, that it does work, that kind of thing. Sometimes it takes a long time to filter through, but if you weren't there, it would never happen. And that's the whole thing about events like that. It's not necessarily instantaneous even. It's not something you're going to do on the day, but being there will build that presence over a period of time. So it just shows you.
I think that's the whole thing about networking, you know, whether it be a business exhibition or whether it be a networking event. So many people, and it's probably my biggest pet hate, well, actually it's more than that, it infuriates me when I go to a networking session and I see somebody, they've got the guest list and they're putting crosses or ticks against people.
Yeah,
that drives me mad.
Oh, because, yeah, well, why you know, are you doing that?
Yeah, to me, networking is actually nothing to do with about getting sales from people in the room. The networking opportunity is actually outside of the room.
Yeah.
So it's who in that room, who do they know?
Yeah.
So, you know, any approach to a networking event, you know, you should get to meet as many people as you can and actually make an impression so they remember you.
Yeah, absolutely right. We live in a connected world. Nowadays, you know, we're doing this radio show, and at the moment we've had something like 200 or 300 tweets in while we've been on air, and all of those people are building networks, and they all have networks of their own. And you're absolutely right, it's about relationship building now, and new technology is facilitating that. But more than that, even face-to-face networking, which has really taken off, I mean, it's always been something that people did, but face-to-face networking has really taken off, especially in Kent over the last few years. You're absolutely right, Joe. And there's, you know, it's just about meeting people and building relationships, because you don't know anymore. Word-of-mouth marketing is the most powerful thing you can do. Even if you're not going to buy something from me, you might know someone that will. And that is the thing that so many people overlook, that it's all about interconnectedness and stuff like that. Yeah, no,
the fact
absolutely.
That people help each other, recommend people, means
you
a
get
lot.
That all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, social media is fantastic. You know, I mean, it's a way of getting a message out there quickly and for it to be passed around. But you know, you cannot beat the old fashioned face to face, because at the end of the day, people do buy from people.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely.
You know, even picking up the phone makes a huge difference. Rather than emailing someone, I find when I phone someone, actually spend, you know, it might take a bit longer, but the amount that you get from that phone call makes a huge difference.
It just shows you how much things have changed. I mean, God, if I go back even, I don't know, if I go back even 8 years ago.
The twin tub with the washing.
I had one of those.
Auntie Edna had one. I
didn't have a mangle, but my mother did. But, you know, I remember going, say about 8 years ago, you know, I used to have very few emails, but I used to have a huge, great, big post tray every morning. I used to have loads of letters. Now, probably my post tray consists of one or two little bits of junk, but I need an inbox the size of China.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's changed so much.
Yeah.
And do you have help with your emails? Are you having to sift through them yourself?
Well, do you know, I normally do sift through them through myself, but actually I've just been on holiday. I've just had 2 weeks holiday, and for the first time ever I actually got my PA to look at my emails while I was away.
And it's a wise move.
I don't know. Although I have a PA, I do like to be independent and control of everything myself. Mm. So letting go is always a quite difficult thing for me, but it made so much difference.
Of course, because that's the one thing with holidays, which you wouldn't know, Paul Anders, you don't have
one. I haven't been on holiday for a few years.
Since the dark ages. But coming back is frightening. You come back and you've got 5,000 emails to sift through. Not pleasant.
Do you know, I could share another secret with you now. I'm going back 6 years ago now, and so hopefully nobody will remember this, but I went on holiday. I actually went for 3 weeks. First time I've ever been away for 3 weeks. And when I came back, I'd forgot to put my... I didn't have a PA then, and I forgot to put my out-of-office on. Uh-huh. And when I came back, I was trying to download my emails, and it kept clogging and clogging. So I phoned up our internet service provider, and he said, Joe, the problem is there's over 2,000 emails here. He said, it's just clogging everything up. He said, I could put them through in batches of 50 for you. And I thought about it, and I went, that's going to take me forever. So I said, could you do me a favour? Could you just delete the whole inbox? He said, you sure? I said, yeah, just delete it. Mm. So I deleted the whole lot. Then I sent an email out to all my contacts and said, unfortunately, I've been on holiday, and whilst I've been away, there's been a problem with the email system.
I got that email. Did you get that email too? Did you, Mike?
I did.
And I said, you know, if you need me urgently or you know, just come back to me. I think I must have had about 40.
Yeah. See, because what happens actually, Joe, is it's mostly Jules.
Well, yeah.
Jules sends me 800 emails a day, and they're all nonsense.
I get a few from you and your nine companies.
Yeah, you do. That
See,
is true.
She's on my wavelength. You're sticking up for me, Joe. It's what I need. We've had the Josie Maguire who's listening in, and she agrees, and she says she agrees face-to-face conversations, interactive events, relationships are best. She's a writer, you know.
Mm.
Well, perhaps she ought to come along on the 11th of September.
She should.
B2B, which is at the Spitfire at the Canterbury Cricket Club.
Cricket round, isn't
and
it?
And I do like a cricketer, don't you, Paul Andrews?
Oh, well, yeah.
A little googly.
Oh, you've eaten some.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were crickets.
They were crickets.
Yeah.
So I do like a googly now and then.
Yeah,
but she ought to come along. I mean, I think anybody listening, you know, the 11th September, be a great opportunity. But one other thing that I think would be a good date for the diary is actually the 8th of October, which isn't that long away. We've actually got a joint construction, manufacturing and engineering exhibition.
Oh, wow. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's up at the Kent Event Centre, up at the Showground.
Oh, the Showground at Detlin.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Okay.
And we've mentioned Richard Noble already this morning. He's going to be one of our guest speakers.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, of course, because Paul Andrews has been sitting up night, he also said Noble quite a lot. Noble. Remember?
Yeah, we have heard that a few times today.
You can't get anyone to work with really these days. It's a real shame. She's the only one that will do it. Otherwise, you know, it could be so much better.
I only do it for cream buns.
I think what's nice about the construction and manufacturing one is, I think we all know that there's a skill shortage in construction, manufacturing and engineering.
Absolutely.
And we're actually working alongside the Education Business Partnerships. And we've got about 350 students coming in.
Right.
And during the course of the day, we've got talks laid on for them all about coming into the industry.
Now, that is a fabulous idea.
Yeah.
That is a fabulous idea. Yeah. That is really cool.
The apprenticeships.
Yes, but the good thing is it's really nice, inspiring people like Richard Noble's doing a session with them. We've got Aston Martin doing a session.
Right.
So problem is so many youngsters think that actually manufacturing is back in the days of your hands dirt, you know.
Yeah.
But actually it's very high tech
it
now.
Is,
it's
it
very
is incredibly
high tech.
High tech.
So, you know, we're trying to make a start to get students aware of what the opportunities are in the industry. So that would be a good event.
I like that. I really
it's
do like
that.
It's
not just ball bearings, is it?
Joe, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do feel free to stay for the remaining minutes of the show. But for the moment, Joe James, Chief Executive, Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much. Do get along to their event at the County Cricket Ground on the 11th of September. Go to the website, kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, to book any of your tickets for this. And you can also find out some more about the construction, engineering and manufacturing event taking place at the County Showground in October.
8th of October.
8th of October.
Paul Andrews.
We'll put all the details for all of those things on the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find out about them.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
It is indeed.
Did you know, Paul Andrews, that there's a networking breakfast with Kent in Victor Chamber coming nicely into flow there? It includes the full English. It's 8 a.m. to 9:30. And it's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight its products, services and how these can help other businesses. And they are on Tuesday the 9th of September, which is next Tuesday, at Chilston Park, Lenham. And Thursday the 18th of September at the Best Western Coniston Hotel, which is in Sittingbourne. And there's also a big breakfast with guest speaker Damien Green, so it must be even bigger than the full English. And that's Friday the 19th at Eastwell Manor, the Pavilion in Ashford. And it's £15 plus VAT for chamber members, non-members 20. And as Paul said, details of that are on the Kent Business Radio website already.
Thank you for that. We've had loads of tweets, so I'm just going to flash through a few of them. Stephen Jenner says, I'm listening to the one and only Business Bunker Show with Paul and Jules. Really fascinating. Thank you for that. Rebecca Nutt of Serenity, Becca, Serenity Health and Beauty over there in Whitstable, is listening in, as is Pete Bresser of Bresser Photos, and Kate Harrison of Kate Bright Media, and also ADM Computing over there in Canterbury. So thank you to all of you for tweeting in and for listening to the Business Bunker Show.
You know, Pete Bresser once made me a lovely tea party at Squarey's. Very nice.
Did he? I thought you were going to say a lovely bunch of coconuts for a minute.
Yeah. Are you feeling it's a little bit me, a little bit you?
Yeah.
The show.
You've been waiting to do that so long, haven't you? Just because she...
Well, listener,
she sneaks in and has a look at my playlist just to prove that she's really dead clever and can predict my records before I play them.
Stuart Saffrey is saying, he says that we're a perfect mix. Paul with his voice like rock hard granite.
Yeah.
And
being
covered in the velvet tongue of Jules.
Stuart, leave it out.
Sounds a bit
get
suggestive,
out of it.
That does, doesn't
get
it?
Get out of it.
Do you think it's a little bit me, a little bit you?
I do.
Well, I think it might be.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah, monkey.
Yeah.
A little bit monkey.
Talking of monkey.
Cool.
It's a little bit me, and it's a little bit shops in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on Tuesday the 2nd of September with me and her. And we heard earlier from Joe James of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. We're going to speak to our next guest coming up shortly. I've got a couple more tweets to read before we speak to Mike. We have the Fat Carrot. Where's she gone? Oh, there she is. The
Jane
Fat
Apps.
Carrot. Jane Apps, a lovely Jane Apps, who is neither fat nor a carrot.
No.
But she is known as the Fat
She's
Carrot
not
on
even
the Twitter.
Orange.
No. Although she has been orange, because she did come dressed as a carrot once, I think.
She comes dressed as all sorts of
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. Anyway, the Fat Carrot says there's a supper club and a love cheese night, blimey, on the 20th of September at 7:30 at Offham near Westmorling. Four courses, £28, with 20% going to charity. You can find out about it by going to, I think that's an email address. You can email thefatcarrot@live.co.uk, thefatcarrot@live.co.uk, or you can follow her on the Twitter. That's a wedge.
Talking of cheese, well, I thought it was a mousetrap.
No, it's a wedge. It's a door wedge.
If it had a little thing on it, it could be a mousetrap.
Yeah, no, it's a door wedge. Or you can follow the Fat Carrot on the Twitter, and it's
thefatcarrot11. He's trying to prove me wrong. It's at the Fat Carrot 11, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it is. 1-1. Yeah.
See, look, you're shocked.
1-1.
I have a little business community breakfast to read out, Paul Andrews, Small Business Treasury. The theme of our next business community breakfast is largely motivational. Small business men, we often get discouraged and we sometimes experience elation. Having spent most of my life in self-employment, this is Ken Wheeler, the lovely Ken Wheeler speaking, we sometimes experience elation. And my aim is to pass on some of the lessons I've learned, which hopefully, if implemented, may help you to produce more. We're also privileged to have the unveiling of Tim Bowden's new video promotion at this meeting. And this is on Thursday the 11th of September, so after Kent Invicta Chamber B2B, Gillingham Golf Club. Actually, it's before, at 7:30. And the cost of the breakfast is £10. And you need to go to www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And you can also send an ad in advance to alex@f4freddy-keys.co.uk, who will display it on the screen at intervals throughout the breakfast. Thanks for Ken, lovely Ken Wheeler, ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Cool. Union 23, the co-working space over there in Maidstone in Union Street, are listening in, and they also were quite taken by Stuart's description of me and you and our voices, and they said that's a very, very poetic description.
Poetic. Well, yeah. The velvety tongue was.
Yeah, yeah.
You like old granite.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Pete Wood of 99 Hawkeye 99 says Hawkeye is here and there and are also on stand 48 at the Kent Construction Expo. So come and see what we do. And big thanks to the Business Bunker team.
And Pete Wood.
That would be Peter Wood of Hawkeye.
And
yeah.
Pete Wood. What would he?
He would. I thought you might have remembered, so I was trying to avoid the fact that you may have remembered that Pete has a rather large erection.
Oh, does he? Of yeah. course, yes. Yeah. Edward Woodward and Pete Wood.
Yeah, exactly. And Cook Rapsell, who I don't know, but they say, oh, the monkeys again.
That's Bruce McMichael.
Oh, it's Bruce. Yeah. Ah, right. Hello, Bruce. Yes, I do know
Hi,
Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, and he's saying it's the monkeys again. Yes, she did copy me, Bruce.
Sometimes there's a lot going on and I can't think who to play at all requests. But I would like to say, I've just given Bruce McMichael at Cook Rapsell, I've just passed his details on to the lovely Jo here from Kent Invicta Chamber, because she was talking about exporting. And his second book is about helping food businesses how to export.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's great when a plan comes together.
How to sell cheese to the French.
Absolutely. Jill has tweeted, thank you for covering our event in Tunbridge Wells on the 15th of September. We have an even larger shop now, so we can get more people in, so more people can come. That's the event in Tunbridge Wells for the that I'm opening.
Oh, another one you're opening.
No, no, it's the one you just read out.
Talking of rambling, the Ashford Rotary Ramble is an annual event that allows people to raise money for the charity of their choice. I can see you out of the corner of my eye, you know, you boys.
Oh, good.
Jo's not joining in. She's being very sweet. You can do this by raising sponsorship for taking part in the 5 or 10 mile route around the lovely Kent countryside, or if Nurse Liz Gilson's listening, the route. And that's near Wye, W-Y-E. Effective.
Why?
if W-Y-E.
Why?
Round the route. How's your router?
Yeah.
I love that, don't you? Effectively, we do all the organising and oregano. I love that, the way they say oregano.
You just can't speak, can you?
Oregano.
Oregano.
Yeah.
That's American. She can't even say Leviathan.
No, Leviathan. Leviathan. It sounds like you've got a lisp, doesn't it? Do you think? Leviathan. Eventually, we do all the organising for you to raise the money for your chosen organisation or charity. Now, this year's Rotary Ramble, get your pen, is Sunday the 14th of September. And the website is ashfordrotaryramble.co.uk. Are you going to go to that, Paul Andrew?
I might do.
I think you should.
Yeah. I've got two more tweets. No, I've got one more tweet I want to read out. Well, I've got loads more tweets, but I've got one I want to read out, and then we're going to talk to our next guest, Mr. Mike Waterston. We've had a tweet from Howland Hicks, and it says, "Hi, Business Bunker. Hi, Paul and Jules. Could we have a cheeky request for a happy 40th birthday shout-out to Howe Jen?" That's her name on the Twitter. That's Jen Howe. And they're from Deal, and they're Deal Creatives, Howell and Hicks. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Howell and Hicks, which is HOWELLANDHICKS, Howell and Hicks. Jen, many, many happy returns. I would have never said you were 40. I met Jen for the first time last week at the Digital in Kent meetup at Fruitworks. And a big happy birthday to you.
I don't think she's 40. I think you've made that up.
Happy 40th birthday.
Well,
She is also helping us out on the
Kent Business Tweet Up that I'm a founder of with Ken Lloyd.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I'm handing it over. I'm too busy now, and I'm old in the tooth. I'm handing it over to young whippersnappers.
Cool.
Did I say whippersnippers?
Anyway, I've had enough of talking to you.
Let's talk about Cheshire.
Let's introduce Mike Waterston. Mike, thank you so much for coming back onto the Business Bunker Show, a regular, right since the early days of the Business Bunker Show, and it's always a pleasure to have you on here. And you kind of book your appearances in advance, really, don't you, mate?
Just a little bit.
So welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. For those listeners that don't know you, and there can't be many, give us a quick overview of what you do, although you have expanded your activities quite considerably recently.
I have indeed. Thank you for the opportunity, and listeners, it's good to be back again. Main thing that to talk about in a bit, but just to remind you that I own Temp Network, which is a recruitment business in Tunbridge Wells. We have plenty of opportunity now. We have lots of opportunities, lots of vacancies for those seeking employment in the West Kent area, and to look at our website, www.tempnetwork.co.uk. We are into food, manufacturing, production, warehouse, picking, packing, and we have plenty of flexibility, plenty of shifts, weekly pay, and plenty of other benefits and opportunities.
Cool. That's good to hear. And, of course, we're coming up to that time of year where you need to start thinking about Christmas planning and stuff like that, even though it's only September.
Well, I've given him my list. Mm.
It does help. Uh-huh. It does help to have Jules's list early. If you'll notice, those of you with a keen eye, that the supermarkets and card shops already have plenty of Christmas cards and wrapping paper in. It's not just me, but we start looking after people and making sure that on Christmas Day you have got your Christmas puddings, you have got your cheese and crackers, you have got all your nice bits and pieces that you don't normally have the rest of the year, because Temp Network has supplied the people that have put your stuff together for you.
Absolutely. Mm. So tell us about the business in general. How's it going? What are your plans? What have you been up to? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, so much. I don't know if I can fit it all in 20 minutes. Mm. First thing, moving on from Joe's conversation, talk about the 8th of October and the construction and manufacturing event at Detlin. That's actually my birthday.
Right.
So those of you that cannot come along to my 21st, that's fine. But please do go to the construction and manufacturing event at Detlin. So moving on from Temp Network, I've been a bit of a busy boy. Those of you who had the audacity to miss one of the shows in April will have missed my book launch. Mm-hmm. And that the Millionaire's Map has sort of led to other things. So the book that started as a blog and then got a life of its own has now sort of taken me into sort of the realms of personal development, public speaking, being an author. I have two books out there, self-published at the moment, another one probably a week away from being out, and my main book I am in the construction of. I have the first sort of couple of chapters done, and for any of those that are listening that are publishers or in the publishing community in the genre of self-help, personal development, please get in touch with me on Twitter at Mike Waterston, because I would like to talk to you.
Cool. So let's just step through this. You were writing a blog. You're mm-hmm. a successful businessman. You're an entrepreneur. You've done lots of things in the business world. Mm-hmm. You started to write a blog about some of the things you've done and how you've gone about achieving them. That ended up as a book.
Bizarre.
Absolutely. And give us a shout for the book title.
The book title in question is called The Millionaire's Map by Mike Waterton. It's available on Kindle and it's also available on Audible.
Fabulous. So you can find it on Amazon and things like that?
Definitely.
As a download. Cool. So what we'll do actually, there is already a link on the Kent Business Radio to the actual download of the book. So you can go into the Business Radio website and just click straight through to a downloadable link of the Millionaire's Mind Map. Give us an overview. Give us a flavour for some of the kind of wisdom that you've put into that, Mike, because I know that you actually tweet excerpts from it as well on a regular basis.
We'll come to that one in a minute. The Millionaire's Map really is a culmination. Everyone has a book in them somewhere, just like, you know, lots of people have music in them, and I always sort of wondered how I would get it going and what angle to take. And totally unrelated, when I bought my car, I had a brilliant experience with the 17-month journey from first going into the dealership to then walking out with the keys in my hand.
Have you got a new car, Mike?
It's a few months old now, but it's it's still a very, you know, it's a pleasure
to drive.
It's
a nice car, isn't it?
Thank you very much. It's
a lovely
car.
Do you want to tell us what it is?
Am I allowed?
Yeah, go on.
Am I allowed? It comes from Crewe.
All right.
It's a Bentley.
It's a Bentley.
And we love it.
That's one up from my Zephyr, then.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Only one. And when I went into Click, I said to the guys that had told me, you know, I've had a brilliant experience, it's really, really good, and, you know, I'm going to sort of write a blog about this. And the blog sort of got a life of its own, really, and in no time at all, it became sort of a 30-odd page e-book, which I thought, I want to share this, so I published it, and from that took me from, yes, I want to be an entrepreneur, yes, I want to do things and I want to talk about, and I'm now looking at my next book is sort of the combination of the spiritual manifestation and also my business knowledge of the recruitment world. But then we started to get some feedback, like, oh, we love inspiration, we love hearing stories, we love hearing, you know, can you tell us more? Mm-hmm. So with the power of social media, we now have the hashtag, which is Daily Bread, #DailyBread, which has also culminated in a second book, which is a collection of the Daily Bread quotes, which is called 101 Slices of Daily Bread.
Oh, I like it. There's a thing going on here, isn't there?
There is a theme. Yeah. Even better than that, and listeners, you are the first to get this, because we have a little treat coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm a very busy man. I love to talk to you all, and I love to share information via the hashtag Daily Bread. But sometimes I have to do, you know, my real job, and I'm also spending a lot of time writing and researching for my next book. So we're 2 weeks away. Well, give it a bit of flexibility, because you know what those creative people are like. Mm. And we're going to be sending out a piece of toast with a hashtag on the social media, and we're going to ask people to fill in the blank at the bottom to send us back and to tweet and retweet some other Daily Bread quotes that are inspirational to other people and haven't just come from a good self.
Fabulous. So we'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to getting our slice of toast on the Twitter.
Brown, white or gluten-free, we wonder.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole range of different toasts out there.
Yeah.
No, that would be good. I quite often read your tweets with your inspirational quotes, and I quite often retweet them as well. It is funny. Those kind of things really do work. They do actually stick with people, and they do inspire people. You know, aphorisms and small things like that. And as you say, it's the power of a story, and stories are very powerful things, and they do inspire and motivate people to do stuff. We've been talking a lot as well about where you're going with this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, engagement parties and all kinds of things, I think, as well.
I am. Under the term personal development speaker, because we need to differentiate, we do have, you know, I do have availability for events, keynote speeches, business coaching and such like, where people want a lift and inspiration, possibly motivation and some spiritual enlightenment, and approaching business from a different way, approaching business in a light way, and, you know, looking for the best for all scenario.
Absolutely. I mean, From your point of view, I don't want to steal your thunder, and I want people to read your book and find out more about it. So I don't want you to tell us everything that's in your book now, because that spoils the ending. It was the butler. but give us an overview of the kind of philosophy that you're talking about here, the kind of things that you're using to inspire people, maybe to grow their business or start a business or to feel comfortable about the business that they're in. Give us a couple of overviews of your approach to it in general.
Okay, we're approaching it from the big angle of people will know this as sort of new age thought, or it's widely known as the universal law of attraction, and yep. It's essentially using the energy of the universe, which we're all part of, and that's every person, you know, everything that you touch, everything that you see, yep. is essentially made up of things that you can't see. Yep. And mainly subconsciously, people bring themselves their daily life, their, you know, the car they drive, the job that they have, the community they live in, mm-hmm. is all brought about by their thinking.
Yeah.
And it's just approaching it from a different angle. And instead of coming from the what I don't want in my life, it's looking at being grateful for what I have. So not going to, oh, this is what I would like to have. It's going beyond and making it a current reality. If you have the example of, you know, you're going to work in 5 minutes, but you check your watch and I haven't got to go to work yet. It's like, I am going to work in 5 minutes. But you don't actually go to work then, do you?
No.
But then you don't find yourself in your car. You actually say, I'm going to work now. And it's the present tense. It's the present tense that draws the attraction to you to attract a car, a watch, you know, an ideal soulmate, a relationship, selling your house, passing an exam, whatever it may be. It's the law of attraction in action, which is the positive thinking.
Okay, cool. It's interesting as well, isn't it? Because, as you quite rightly say, that kind of thinking is something that has become more prevalent over the last couple of years, and people have talked about it a lot. And I think a lot of us are familiar with the Eastern term, karma,
mm-hmm.
Which is this concept that you get back what you give out.
Definitely.
What a lot of people don't know is that it isn't just an Eastern concept. I'm a big student of Anglo-Saxon history, for instance, and the Anglo-Saxons and their compatriots... what are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm just waiting for you to go into Anglo-Saxon talk now. How did they speak?
Like this, because they was English.
Yeah, but you're going back, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to speak in Anglo-Saxon, am I?
Just try a little bit of ancient.
No.
Stay with granite, exactly.
The Anglo-Saxons had exactly the same kind of concept, mm-hmm. as karma, which is what they call weird, W-Y-R-D. And those of you familiar with the works of Shakespeare, and particularly the Scottish play, Macbeth, it contains three characters called the Three Witches. And the Three Witches in Macbeth are actually the Three Witches of Weird. And basically what they are doing is they are weaving the web of life of the past, present and future. So it's a very similar concept in Definitely. Anglo-Saxon mythology as karma, which is you get back what you give out. And everything is interconnected. Everything in the universe is interconnected. And therefore, you know, what goes about comes about. If you want something, you have to give out to get back, basically.
Well, perhaps tell that to the lady that cut me up on the roundabout yesterday. And she cut me up, and I stopped.
I told you she's a witch. She's put a curse on her already. There's some poor woman now stood on the side of the road with a puncher because Jules has cursed her.
I hope so, because I stopped, and I let her go by, and she didn't even so much as wave a hand or say thank you. And then I was holding the door open to let some ladies go through Boots. And they just, Boots the chemist, they just marched through. I stood there for about 5 minutes while the man went through, the lady with the pushchair I was helping through. Then a couple of others went through, and I was like the doorman, you know, the Dorchester. So I think they're all going to get their comeuppance, frankly.
So what you're trying to say
I'm getting back to manners, Paul
Yes,
basic manners.
Yeah, you are, but you're trying to imply that you did something for somebody which they didn't recognise, and they're going to suffer for it in eternity, basically.
You're telling me that karma is, you know, that it comes back, that when you come back reincarnated as some sort of scorpion.
I didn't say that.
Well, one might think.
You can think what you like.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
No. What we were talking about is getting back what you give out.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to say is somebody didn't give back to you, but you don't know how that will manifest itself in their life. You never know, and you don't need to know. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, but I think treat people as you would like to be treated yourself.
Yeah.
And manners.
Yeah. It's as, you know, Joe and Mike have both talked about this today. from a business context, it's about relationship building. And relationship is all about how you treat other people, isn't it? Mm. And Joe made the point quite rightly earlier that some people go to things and think the only people worth talking to is somebody that they think is worthwhile for them. And Mike's point about the universe is that that is not true, that everybody is relevant, everybody needs to be treated well, and everybody needs to be taken at a value. Because it's what comes around, what goes around. And, you know, it's just different ways of explaining the same concept.
Well, Dr. John and I were talking about it on the way in. He's a Buddhist. And, you know, we were saying about how the world at the moment has gone... It's a little bit ghastly at the moment, isn't it, with all the news and stuff that you're seeing. And whether Buddhism and the whole way of... Do you believe in reincarnation, Mick?
I have a very weird concept. My fact, everything is energy, as we know, and the energy is eternal. And you, whatever you're doing, you know, you are experiencing life in what we call a human body, and having a human experience. And when that, which is really your vehicle for the real you, the spiritual you, and when that body packs up, then the spiritual energy goes back to source and comes back as something else.
Okay. And cool. What do you think you might come back as?
Oh, not you.
A Bentley.
A butterfly.
No, normally we call it evolution, so yeah. I don't know. A prime minister, maybe.
So, you're working on your next book.
I am.
Give us you don't have to give anything away because you're 2 chapters in.
The main book that I want to go into the print world, we're sort of 2 chapters in. The next self-published book, which will be on Kindle, will be 2 weeks away. From a marketing point of view, we have a very snazzy title, which I'd like to keep a secret for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Tweet us.
I will, and I may even phone in if there's a spare 4 or 5 minutes on the show.
Yeah.
But the subtitle is called How to Earn More Money.
Right.
And this is my first book that's combining my business knowledge and my recruitment experience with what I know in the personal development field and looking at different things. So we cover all the basics. We cover, you know, resume writing, the fact that people hardly ever send a covering letter now, and just, you know, because we've gone email, it's like, oh, please see attached. Well, that's not enough. You know, the CV tells people what you've done, but it's the covering letter that tells you, well, why I'm applying for this particular role, which, you know, from my perspective as an employer of, you know, over the years, thousands of people that have come through... through our books.
I would say, in answer to what Mike's saying, is please never send me an email saying, hey Jules, I hate it. And maybe it's my age, I hate to be, hey Jules, what's that?
Oh, we live in the world, lots of people sort of think they can do their own thing. They've, you know, we've got Microsoft Office now, and people don't have a professional resume, they're not quite sure what the content of a letter may be, and sometimes we still, you know, what's text speak? What, you know, now that we don't have to put everything to 160 characters, there's no need for text speak, especially in an email.
Yeah, I want a job, innit?
yeah, delete.
Yeah. So that's, you're not going to tell us the title of your book, and we're going to have to wait in anticipation.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I had the brandy.
No, yeah. No, we're going to build up. We're fast running out of time, Mike. So what I'd like to do is, anybody that would like to talk to Mike about this further, obviously you can download his books from Amazon, Mike Waterton, there's links to Mike's downloads on the Kent Business Radio website. But if anybody out there is looking for a motivational speaker or a keynote or something like that, they can get in touch with Mike by getting you on an email address, maybe?
The easiest one at the moment is mike@mikewaterton.com for the public speaking and business events, etc., and coaching. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is @MikeWaterton. And please join in the conversation with us on the #DailyBread, and look forward to #DailyBread Mondays with our new piece of toast.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Mike, we could talk about this for a lot longer. Unfortunately, we're kind of fast running out of time. Thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to have you back on. You'll be back on for your regular slot at Christmas. Mike,
it wouldn't be Christmas without me and my silly hat.
Mike has been on the Christmas special Business Bunker Show every year for the 5 years we've been going, and we ain't going to stop that now. So, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. That's Mike Wilson, Chief Executive of Temp Network, business author, speaker, and motivational guru.
Yeah, guru. And I always save him the best fluffy hat for Christmas. I don't think he's ever noticed that, Paul Anders, but he always gets the best one.
He does. I've got 100 emails here.
Go.
I've got 1,000 tweets, and you've got some emails, and we've got 5 minutes left. So we need to rattle through this.
There's an evening with Steve Bloom. The trustees and CEO of the Centre for Creativity and Enterprise feel honoured to be joined by Steve Bloom for the relaunch of their business and charity. And Steve Bloom is a world-renowned writer, renowned and photographic artist who specialises in evocative images of the living world. There's an exclusive champagne evening with Canapes, to you and me,
Canapes.
With Steve on Thursday the 11th of Canapes. September from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's at Castle Buildings, 2C New Rents, Ashford, T for Tiger, N for Norman, 248 T for Tiger, F for Freddie, United Kingdom. You can find them on facebook.com, Creativity Enterprise, and Paul Andrews will put that on the Kent Business Radio website.
I will indeed. Caring About Care is a new home care company which will raise standards. An innovative home care company launching this month is ripping up the rule book, replacing outmoded and impractical care processes with state-of-the-art support software and systems. Expertise Home Care, based in Tunbridge Wells, has set its sights on revolutionising the domiciliary
care.
That's
a tough one. Is that a camel?
No, that's a dromedary. Domiciliary care sector, providing high quality care and support to people across the UK and internationally through a network of franchises. Expertise Home Care is built on 4 core principles of trust, transparency, quality and support, principles which form the basis for its offer to both potential franchisees and the people that they will care for. The unique franchise model utilises the latest technology processes and systems to ensure the highest standards of care are always available. You can find out more information on Expertise Home Care and their Discovery Day. And their first regional Discovery Day will take place at the Abbey Centre, Great Smith Street, London, South SW1P 3BU on Monday, October the 13th. But more locally, at the Mercure Hotel Tunbridge Wells on Tuesday, November the 11th. And I think the Mercure Tunbridge Wells is at Pembury, actually, isn't it? The Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel, Kent, on Tuesday, November the 11th. There's a Discovery Day where you can go along and find out all about it. But if you want to find out more about Expertise Home Care, their franchise, their care home philosophy, or their events, you can go to their website, which is www.expertisehomecare.com. And there is a link on today's show, which is show number 189.
Love what we do. It's about talent. This is, I'm going to read you out the website in a tick, but it's about talent. And they're celebrating their 4th birthday this month. And what better way, they say, to mark it than with the news that they're one of the 3 companies selected as finalists in the ethical business category of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council's Love Where We Live Awards. Living my life and doing business ethically is a core value of mine. I'm delighted to have been nominated and would like to thank everyone who's shared our journey. Well done, Belinda Raitt. Do you say Raitt?
Raitt.
And team. That's R-A-I-T. You can check that out on www.abouttalent.co.uk. Well done, guys. Well
cool.
Done.
We've had a tweet from Gullens Employment, Gullens_HR_law. And she says, Vanilla Web, available free on our website, employment facts and figures, minimum wage, SSP, time limits, and much, much more. If you go to gullens.com/uploads/loads of other stuff, but gullens.com, and we'll put the full link on the Kent Business Radio website, but if you go to gullens.com, you can find out all about the HR offerings that they have on their website. I've also had a tweet which says, hello, he's not Australian, he just said it like that. On Sunday the 28th of September, I will be competing in the Dirty Destroyer.
Ooh, what's
in
that?
Paddock Wood, Kent. The Dirty Destroyer, funnily you should ask, is an 18k obstacle race designed by ex-British Special Forces, combining 25 military-style obstacles with challenging terrain to test agility, strength and endurance. I will be raising money for the British Lung Foundation in memory of my aunt, Johan. Please help me to support this amazing work that they do. Johan's fundraising page can be accessed at justgiving.com/in memory of Johan. There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website for today's show, number 189, for you to go to that Just Giving page. Donating through Just Giving is simple, fast and totally secure. Your details are safe with Just Giving. And thank you for all your support. And that is from Dr. Simon Raby. And Simon is a partner of ours from the Kent Business School at the University of Kent and a regular contributor to the Kent Business Radio show. So do support Simon in this Dirty Destroyer Challenge at Paddock Wood by going to the Just Giving page, which you can find on the Kent Business Radio website.
New follower, hello to Mark Tozer, that's MT Fitness PT, and he says he's going to listen in. He's a personal trainer, Family Fun Fitness, and he's in Sandhurst, Kent. So big hello to you and a warm welcome to Business Bunker. And join us. This is the membership at sevenoakschamber.com. Set for just £55, 7 reasons to join Seven Oaks and District Chamber of Commerce today. The voice of business for Seven Oaks and District, promoting Seven Oaks as a great place to do business. Free attendance to relax, no pressure, monthly networking events at local venues. Exclusive membership discounts. Opportunities to communicate with the ever-growing members, representation with local council and town partnerships, preferential rates and access to countrywide Kent Invictus seminars, etc., and sponsorship opportunities to address an ever-growing targeted and engaged audience. You can find out more by calling 01732 455 188 or membership at sevenoakschamber.com.
Chris Pollard is listening in, as is Miriam McGurk.
Happy anniversary.
Liz Gilson says she's got to go to work now because it's time to start work because it's that time in the morning.
She's already been up all day.
And she says it was fabulous listening to Joe from the Kent Invictus Chamber, Mike Waterton, and you lot on the Business Bunker show.
All
and
she's looking forward
Maryland.
To next
week. All the way from Maryland. So, Jill, Liz, have a great day at work. Hope it goes well for you, and we'll speak to you again next week. An entrepreneur from Seven Oaks is co-founding a crowdfunding group aiming to invest in new companies from growing markets around the world. Will Tyndall and business partner Lucien Moulinar will launch Emerging Crowd in October. They aim to show the UK's 3 million DIY investors where they should be putting their money, with a focus on expanding markets in sub-Saharan Africa, Central Asia and Southeast Asia.
Very interesting.
Your new husband will be interested in that with his Emerging Markets book.
At Frontier Funds.
At Frontier Funds. Do give them a follow. The company was formed after both business partners saw profitable, well-managed companies struggle to access private capital in countries from those areas. Will Tyndall has experience in wealth management, investment management, private equity and investor relations. And when that launches, we will let you know the details of the launch.
We will. And just a quick one. I haven't got a date for this, but if you go to DougHarmonsPhotography.com, he's doing a Centre for Creativity and Enterprise workshop. If you'd like to take amazing pictures and would like Doug to teach you how. So that's again www.dougharmonsphotography.com.
Fabulous. There's a Spitfire networking event on the 4th of September. That'll be Thursday, won't it?
Yeah.
The kids will be going back to school. The summer holidays are finishing, so why not join us for 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded professionals over lunch? And that is at Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill. This Thursday, it's £5 a person. That includes lunch, I believe. And it's organised by Core Financial. And you can find out about it by emailing them at info@coreifa.co.uk.
Big thanks to our sponsors this week. Remind me who they were.
Samson Gas.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for sponsoring us.
And they're back from Honolulu.
They are back from Mauritius.
Good.
And welcome back to Danny, Joe and the crew at Samson Gas. Thank you for your support.
Tinkering with the boiler right now.
They are probably right at this moment tinkering with their taps. We have 90 more email tweets, which I haven't got time to read out because we're at the end of the show. I'd just like to say a big thank you to our two guests, Joe James, Chief Executive of Kent Invictus Chamber of Commerce, Mike Waterton, Chief Executive of Temp Network, business author, speaker and inspirational guru. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery and his stripy socks.
There's a queue forming.
At 7 o'clock, Phil and Jonathan, Birds, Beer, Balls and Bands.
Down the pub
with Jonathan and Phil. At 7 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews is back with 18 tracks of new and unsigned music on the New Potato Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and Urdu Serkin on the Business Bunker Radio Show. We will be back with you next week. Thank you for listening in. We will see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.